A very good day, children. So we are meeting again with another module this time. Second part of the letter writing module, and we are going to look into the informal letter. In the previous module, we had seen the formal letter. Now we are going to see the informal letter. Okay, what is an informal letter? Letters that are written to friends or relatives is known as informal letter. Okay, these are personal and convey one's feelings and emotions. But in a formal letter, it was written to higher-ups, isn't it? Here in the informal letter, you're writing it to people whom you know very, very well. Your very close relatives, your relatives and your friends. And you can include personal emotions, feelings and details. And remember, we had already discussed it in the first module. Informal letters can be long. Okay, they need not be short and brief. They can be long and you can give lots of description in it. Okay, now what is the format? Children, just as a formal letter had a format, an informal letter also has a particular format. Though it is not rigid, you must follow it if you need to get your full marks in your exams. Okay, address of the sender. Remember, same thing even in formal letter. You don't write the name of the sender, only the address and date. And then salutation. Salutation, you can say dearest grandmother, dear grandmother. If it's a friend, deary friend, you can use deary, dear. Okay, most dearest, my dear. To your granny, you can write my dear granny or dearest granny. Or you can, for example, if you're writing it to a friend, dearest Shubha. Okay, that way. And then just below that, you have to begin the body of your letter. And minimum again, 3 paragraphs, children. In the first paragraph, you must write how, you are happy that you're writing this letter and you hope they're all feeling well and you are all very nice and happy here in your place, you know, hoping that everything is going on well. That should be in the first paragraph. Second paragraph, why you're writing the letter, you know, all the main, you must be having an idea of why you're writing a letter. So that you'll write in the second paragraph. And third paragraph, you will convey pranams and regards. Okay, and you expect a letter back in reply from your friend or your relative. Or if it's a granny, you can say, granny, please write back to me. I'll be very happy to receive a letter from you. Okay, now remember, children, just like in the formal letter, even in the informal letter, everything is to the left. Left indent is a must. Okay, reason being, we are using computers nowadays to type our letters. We don't need to, you know, unnecessarily use the space bar. And, you know, go to the middle of the page or the side of the page. So, everything is left indent. Then, after writing all the 3 paragraphs, minimum 3. You can write more, children. You can write pages of letters. That is, if your granny or your friend or your cousin has all the time, you can write. But in the exam, don't exceed 3/4 page. Okay? Then you leave a line and you sign off. Signing off is I remain, yours affectionately, yours lovingly. Don't write yours friendlily. Your friend you must write. Okay, yours lovingly, your affectionately, yours forever, yours I remain. Then signature and the name. Because remember, you're not writing name in the address. You have to write G, name of the sender is a must. This is the format which you must follow. Everything to the left, left indent. Okay. Then children, you have a sample of the format. Learn it well. And then here, I have 2 examples of, informal letters written to their friends and I think grandparents. So go through this. You'll have to probably zoom in to find out what your friends have written. Okay, these are children like you who have written letters to their grandfather. So remember, children, points. You may use dear while addressing your family members and respected if you are writing to an acquaintance. Okay, now place a comma after the salutation. Dear granddad, comma. Similarly, after a comma, okay, then a subscription. Even in the subscription, comma after the subscription. Example, yours affectionately, again a comma. Then the first paragraph of the body must include warm and casual and comforting lines. Okay, how are you, grandfather? I'm fine. Hope you're the same. Okay, then you can begin by asking the well-being of the recipient. So these are the points which you must remember. Then children, maintain a friendly tone all through the letter. Be friendly. Then one way to determine the tone of your letter is to remember how you talk to the person in a conversation. So that will be the tone. You should use that tone. Tone here doesn't mean pitch of your voice. Tone is the feel that you get when you read the letter. Then there is no one way of signing off. You can sign off in many ways. Okay, because there is no strict format, you can sign off in many ways using the following phrases: yours affectionately, yours lovingly, yours with love. But remember, everywhere yours is Y capital and no apostrophe. And the next word is small letter. Y capital, no apostrophe, and smaller space, small letter. Remember this. Many of the times my children lose marks, so you mustn't be losing marks. Yours I remain. I love yours I remain. Lots of love. Affectionately yours is a lovely way to sign off. Lovingly yours or simply yours. My favorite is yours. Just yours. Okay. So children, go through this module well. Okay, go through this well. See the worksheet. You have a worksheet given, and children, you have some questions given in the worksheet, and read through the handout. Okay, so you have a handout and a worksheet, right? Don't forget to do the questions in the worksheet and show it to your teacher. Bye bye. It was great interacting with you, children. Bye bye.